Kevin Vanden Wijmellenberg is a professor at the University of Oregon and director of the Institute for Health and the Built Environment.
A healthy building is one that ultimately preserves acute and long-term health. So it supports occupancy within the space, you know, providing comfort, protection from elements, protection from viral contaminants.
For over a decade, researchers at the U of O have been collecting samples from buildings to test the indoor microbiome. From the exhaust air that wafts through workplaces to the window frames of hospital rooms, they've been able to detect beneficial bacteria as well as viable pathogens that could cause harm. Vanden Wijmellenberg says test sampling buildings is like wearing visibility goggles to find an invisible enemy, especially with the SARS-CoV-2 virus.
We keep punching at this enemy, but we don't know where it is, and we don't even know if we hit it. We can spray every surface with disinfectant. We can open our outside air dampers in the middle of summer when it's 100 degrees out and drive as much fresh air into our building as we can.
All without really knowing if it's helping.
But we're also, I would say, so scared of making a mistake, because if there's an outbreak in our building, then we all look foolish. But with sampling your buildings...
Vanden Wijmellenberg sent me to this research park in West Eugene to tour a new COVID-19 surface testing facility.
Hey.
My name is Shula Jaron, and I'm the CEO of EnviroTech.
How does that feel talking through a mask, Shula?
It's constricting.
Yeah,
but it's okay. I feel like I have to yell.
EnviroTech is a sprawling space with ample room for packaging and shipping. In the very back is the laboratory.
Okay, we're going to go in this door. So the lab space itself, we can't go into. It's called a BSL2 plus lab. You have to be trained to go in there. We don't want anybody to go in there and get infected or anything.
Behind a big glass window, two technicians in white lab coats, gloves, and masks process samples. A centrifuge spins. Chemical agents are pipetted into test tubes. Jaron says each week they perform hundreds of surface sample tests for clients who've opted for this surveillance subscription service. Most want their spaces tested twice a week.
We're basically making the invisible visible. This lets us all see when a virus is in our space.
EnviroTech sends clients their test kits. They contain 4 to 8 swabs protected in glass cylinders and directions for how to take each sample and label exactly where it came from. Places like doorknobs, nurses' stations, elevator buttons. The clients then FedEx the samples back.
We return results within 24 hours. We're the fastest that we know about in the industry.
Jaron says a COVID-19 positive surface sample provides a jumpstart to begin the more expensive and invasive human diagnostics.
When we first launched, the very first thing that we did was to do a study. And we enrolled 52 different senior care and senior living facilities. And it was a 3-week study where we swabbed their surfaces twice per week.
She says the purpose was to understand if early detection would impact human outcomes.
And indeed, we actually had 4 different cases where there was a potential outbreak. We detected the virus on surfaces up to 7 days before anybody in those facilities became symptomatic.
It turns out they had detected asymptomatic carriers.
We've been told that in each of these cases that we actually helped save lives because there was no more spread in those buildings.
What Jaron's company is doing today is based on past research. A decade ago, when the H1N1 virus was looking to be a worldwide pandemic, she says one of the company's co-founders was able to demonstrate that living virus could be detected on surfaces after the fact. Currently, the majority of testing subscriptions with EnviroTech are for long-term and senior care facilities. Jaron, a mother of 5, sees potential to help limit COVID-19 spread in other congregate settings, like schools.
So you test a classroom, you know if you get a positive in that classroom, there's somebody in that class who's shedding virus, then you can quarantine the people in that classroom until you identify exactly who it is. Likely, you're going to quarantine that classroom for 14 days anyhow to make sure that there's no spread. but it gives you a visibility.
Kevin Vanden Wymelenberg, who's joined on with EnviroTech as a scientific advisor, wishes this testing technology was in place in buildings everywhere back in February.
I fundamentally believe we could have either completely avoided the shutdown or had a much more targeted shutdown for a much shorter period of time and saved both lives and livelihoods.
Today, EnviroTech tests surface samples for clients all over the U.S. Looking to the future, both scientists say cost efficiency and broad availability of test kits are priorities for this busy Eugene-based company. Tiffany Eckert, KLCC News.